This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Front Range could get a break from its string of bad ozone pollution. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality meteorologist. He says a cold front should clear the ozone out this weekend, but it could bring a separate pollution problem.
One thing we are watching very closely, though, there's a lot of wildfire smoke up in Canada, and some of that is going to come down with the cold front Friday night into Saturday. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on that.
Ozone and wildfire smoke are unhealthy for children, the elderly, and people with heart and lung conditions. Tributes are pouring in for the late Governor Dick Lamb, who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Current Governor Jared Polis said Lamb took on tough issues and never shied away from civil political discourse. Senator John Hickenlooper thanked Lamb for his mentorship during his time as governor. He said Lamb showed you could have the courage of your convictions and make the times catch up rather than wait for change. The three-term Democrat was also a fiscal conservative, something that led Lamb to take some politically uncomfortable stands, including opposing bringing the Olympic Games to Colorado not once, but twice.
From my experience, most of the Olympics have been incredibly over budget.
In 1967, while serving in the state legislature, he also passed one of the country's first laws loosening restrictions on abortions. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And find more news online at cpr.org.